Well, this is an absolute treat for me, a chance to talk to Frank the Tank, standout offensive lineman for the Wyoming Cowboys, prepping now for the NFL draft, which is next Thursday. And Frank Crum on with us for Sports Friday. Frank, I'm tickled to death to have you on the show today.
Well, I sure do appreciate you having me on here.
Well, it's a pleasure for me and a treat. I'm a longtime Wyoming fan, and I've watched your progress, of course, along with the Cowboys for a lot of years. And so it's exciting to have you on the show. Frank, I guess one of the things I wanted to start with was let's recap your career at Wyoming and how you got there. I know if people are familiar with 7220 Sports and our friend Cody Tucker, who we have on all the time, they've kind of read your story and your development in Laramie, but kind of talk to us about that, because you're a legacy family, UW family, and you played there, or had family that played there, and you kind of grew into this role, literally and figuratively, out there in Laramie.
Exactly right. You know, I was very fortunate to continue this three-generation legacy. I take a great deal of pride in that, and I'm indebted to Coach Bull for taking a chance on me. I was underdeveloped, and I had the frame, and he saw through, I didn't come in ready to play. And he saw that what he had going on there at the University of Wyoming could turn me into something. And I took it and ran, and I've enjoyed every bit of my time at the university there.
Frank, let's talk about some of the highlights of your UW career before we head into this next segment, because you've been a part of some crazy wild games in your time in Laramie, and in particular even the last 2 years. What are some things that stand out to you?
Yeah, you know, every border war, you know, means just a little bit more, and winning 5 out of 6 years was real special, and I hope that continues to trend that way for the guys coming up next in this program. And obviously Texas Tech last year was a treat, and we were down 17-0, and the resiliency of the town and the state and us players, I mean, you could feel it in that stadium. And coming away with the double OT victory, that'll be in the memory books for sure for me.
Frank, you've been able to be one of those guys. We just touched on it, a Wyoming kid, grew up cheering for UW, you get to play for UW, and you've put in just an admirable amount of work to get to where you are. And it was really fun to see you kind of break onto the national stage at the NFL scouting combine with your head of lettuce, as they called it, your flowing locks as you ran the 40. Let's talk about that experience at the NFL combine. How did you prep for that? And was it what you thought it would be?
Yeah. So to prep for it, I was signed with my agent, and we ended up training down in a gym in the Phoenix area. It's called Exos, and they've specialized in combine training, and then also current NFL guys. A lot of guys work out there, so they're the masters at that. And they sure did their thing, because I felt real good there at the combine. And going more into the combine, you think it's just what happens on TV, which, like anything, it's never like that. You know, it's a full week out there, and it's a lot of interviews. It's a lot of late nights. Everything from your background to football IQ, everything's tested. And then obviously the physical side, you got to go out there and perform when your number's called, for sure.
As you look at that process, all the off-camera stuff and the process and all the new relationships that you're starting to make with NFL types, how do you feel afterwards as opposed to maybe as you were getting ready to go into it? Do you feel confident that you showed out really well with these guys?
Yeah, it's cool to talk to, every NFL team. And, when you're in college, they just watch you from the sideline. There's no interaction. So, these guys' faces, but you don't know who they are. And so when you finally get a chance to sit down and they get to know you and you get to know them, it's a cool experience for sure. I don't really have a feel on a favorite team right now. No one does. And, but I did have a lot of good conversations. I'm hopeful going into this draft.
yeah, obviously you're definitely, you know, we look at Wyoming, obviously a ton of success in the NFL draft in recent years, the Coach Bull era. Coach Bull had a lot of players who've been drafted and even more who have signed as, you know, undrafted free agents that turn into starters and second contract guys like Dewey Wingard and Carl Granderson, guys like that. But you look at this process and what are you going to do during the draft? I mean, some guys obviously sit there and watch every minute. Other guys go fishing. What are your plans for the draft?
Yeah, I'm not going to try to get too caught up in it. You know, I think that's going to be easier said than done. But yeah, I'm not going to be, you know, super glued to the TV. I'm going to be around my family and my fiance, you know, waiting for the next opportunity to come, whether that's, you know, day two, day three, free agency. I'm open to it all. And I'm just excited to kind of start the next chapter.
Frank, have you had any conversations or touch base with any of the players that we were just kind of talking about, Wyoming players that have gone and played in the NFL, as far as gauging some tips and tricks as to not only this week, but, you know, getting established as a professional player?
You know, I haven't probably stayed in as close of touch as I'd like to. And, you know, everybody's busy here. But in the past year, I've talked with, you know, Chad Muma and Chase Roulier, center that was a year before my time, but still close to the family. You know, those guys definitely have been helpful for sure.
Well, I got to be honest. I only have one jersey. I'm a Washington fan, and I have been since I was five. And the only jersey I have that is not of either a Hall of Famer or a guy who should be in the Hall of Fame, Joe Jacoby, is Chase Roulier. Because how often does a Wyoming guy get to have a Wyoming starter on his team that's on the East Coast? So I'm gonna So I'm not gonna lie. I'm hoping to buy a Frank Crum left tackle jersey for the Washington Commanders. That's just me personally. But
man,
obviously,
that'd be great.
But obviously, that would be great. Obviously, as a fan, I just want you to have a great situation. You already said no real favorite, anything like that, but. What are some of your thoughts as far as some organizations that maybe you wouldn't mind playing for, or is that all 32 of them?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity, and whatever organization, you know, wants to reach out and believe in me and, you know, kickstart my career. You know, I'm truly an open book right now.
What are some things about moving forward in this process that maybe have been a surprise?
Yeah, you know, it's a transition. You come from such a structured, you know, for me, 6 years, I lived a really structured life at the University of Wyoming. You come out here and you become, you know, start this pro process, you know, you got to really be disciplined with yourself and make routines for yourself. Cause you're kind of out here, you can build your support system, but it's ultimately up to you, you know, to get the work done and all the preparation.
As we kind of move forward, what would you tell, you know, Logan Wilson, yourself, guys like this that are Wyoming kids, played for Wyoming programs, played at the home state university? What is some advice you would maybe give some in-state football players that might be listening to this right now?
Yeah, be where your feet are. You know, don't ever look too far ahead. You know, enjoy every moment. Prepare for every moment the best you can. Because when your number's called, you know, an opportunity's never missed. It's just you either take it or it's passed along to the next person. So, you know, always be on the ready to seize an opportunity. And things play out how they're supposed to play out if you do the right things. And you know, I'm super grateful to be my next step right now is to try and go get my foot in the door in the NFL. But as a Wyoming kid coming up, I didn't overlook a single moment from last season or the previous 5 years to that. You know, I was where my feet was, and enjoy it and enjoy the hard work too. I think that's you know, bred here in Wyoming, and it's pretty special, and it's kind of fading around the nation as far as, you know, guys who truly embrace the hard. And you know, I think if you can do that, you're putting yourself a step ahead of the competition.
Well said. Absolutely a treat to have you on today, Frank. We appreciate your time so much. Anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
You know, it's always go Pokes around here.
That's awesome. All right, yep. Frank Crum, Laramie High School, University of Wyoming, and hopefully future draftee here next week for the NFL draft. Frank, thank you so much for your time, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.